Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the very beginning of Parshas Chaye Sarah, we hear about the death and the funeral of Sarah Imenu. And then we hear about Avram Avinu's efforts to purchase a burial plot for her. Avram approached Ephron Achiti, and Avram asked him to purchase Me'arasa Machpelah. And at first, Ephron is incredibly generous. He offers to give Avram the plot as a gift. But Avram insists, and Ephron, as if he's pushed into it, suggests that Avram pay him 400 shekel kesef, 400 shkolim of silver. And judging from the context and judging from the way Ephron spoke, it sounds like he was truly generous. It sounds like Ephron basically gave the plot to Avram and asked for a token payment. However, Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us in Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Tazayin that 400 shekel kesef is actually an exorbitant amount of money, far above the market value. In fact, Rashi notes that Ephron's name in this pasuk, the second time he's mentioned in the pasuk, is spelled without a vav. Usually Ephron is spelled with a vav at the end of his name, but here the vav is missing. And Rashi says, quoting from a Gemara in Maseches Baba Metzia, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, that by spelling his name with a missing letter, the Torah is telling us that Ephron himself was missing something. Ephron's name is spelled with a missing letter, as Rashi says, because Ephron said a lot. He spoke in grandiose and generous terms. He said a lot, but he didn't even do a little bit. In the end, he asked for an enormous sum of money. That's Rashi, and the Medrash Rabbah in Breishis Rabbah Parsha Nun Ches Piska Zayin goes even further. The Medrash quotes a pasuk in Mishlei in Perek Chaf Ches Pasuk Chaf Beis, which says, Nivhal Lahon Ish Ra Ayin Velo Yeda Ki Cheser Yevoenu. A stingy person hurries after riches, and they do not know that poverty awaits them. Cheser Yevoenu. The Medrash says that this refers to Ephron. Ephron ran and ran after money, but he didn't even know that Chester Yevoenu, he didn't even know that in the end he would lose. How would he lose Chester Yevoenu? The Medrash says that he lost, because the Torah made him lose a letter in his name, just as Rashi said. And what impact does that have on him? He lost in the end, in Olam Haba, in the real, in the place of real, true reward, he lost out. By being stingy and by demanding an enormous sum from Avram, he thought he was gaining, but in the end he actually lost. That's the Medrash and that's Rashi. However, we can ask a question. What did Ephron do that was so wrong? Ephron did what so many people do. They love money and they pursue money at all costs. We are fortunate that we have the Torah, we have Chazal, we have teachers, we have Rebbeim, who've taught us the correct way to view money and wealth accumulation, to see it as a healthy vehicle to serve Hashem and to serve Hashem's people. But Ephron didn't have that. He didn't know that. So why is he criticized so strongly? This question is asked by Rav Chaim Kamil. Rav Chaim Kamil died in 2005. He was a Talmid of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Mir. He was a Chavrusa of Rav Nassim Tzvi Finkel, and he was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva in Ofakim, south of Be'er Sheva, together with Rav Shimshon David Pinkus, who was the community rabbi there. Rav Kamil offers a beautiful explanation to this question in his Sefer Imrei Chaim on our Parsha. Rav Kamil quotes another Medrash, the very next Medrash in Breishis Rabbah Parsha Nun Ches, Piska Ches. The Medrash says that the words B'nei Ches, B'nei Ches appear 10 times in our Parsha. Ephron was the head of B'nei Ches. And that expression appears 10 times in our Parsha to teach us, says the Medrash, that whoever helps a tzaddik, as B'nei Ches could have done, whoever helps a tzaddik, it's as if they kept the Aseres Adibros. In other words, Ephron and the other B'nei Ches had an incredible opportunity to help Avram Avinu, such an important and valuable opportunity that had they not squandered it, it would have been considered as if they kept the Aseres Adibros. That's incredible. And that, says Rav Kamil, is why Ephron is criticized so strongly. He's not criticized for having such a strong desire to get wealthy in a crooked and shady way. He didn't have the Torah to teach him otherwise like we do. Rather, Ephron is criticized because he was this close to greatness. He was this close to helping Avram in his time of great pain and great need. Ephron was this close to acting in a way that had he done so, he would have fulfilled Aseret HaDibros. And he let it slip away. He was so close and yet so far. He knew who Avram was. He knew how great Avram was. He knew what Avram believed in. He knew what Avram had accomplished. But Ephron let an incredible opportunity slip away. We look at Ephron and we shake our heads. But many of us also, unfortunately, let powerful opportunities slip away. How many of us are surrounded by incredible people, by incredible teachers, by incredible parents, incredible friends and family? And how many of us don't take advantage of their special qualities? All of us often find ourselves this close to greatness, and our job is to make sure that we don't let the opportunity slip away. Have an amazing day, everyone!